Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp. I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is what would have been my father's 88th birthday. He died on December 15th, 2025. Almost 6 months to the day before my mother. Pray that they are now together in heaven forever. Please join me in a quick little prayer for him. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Thank you. Our reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. There is something beautifully hidden in this brief verse. Jesus leaves the crowds and enters the house. The disciples follow him, not merely to be near him, but to ask a question. Explain to us, they say. Crowds heard the parable. The disciples wanted to understand it. The spiritual life often begins with hearing, but it deepens through seeking. Many people hear the gospel every Sunday. They hear the words, appreciate the message, and move on. But disciples are those who linger. They bring their questions to Jesus. They desire not merely information, but transformation. The parable of the weeds is one of the most realistic teachings Jesus ever gave. Farmer sows good seed, but an enemy secretly scatters weeds among the wheat. As both grow together, the servants want to pull up the weeds immediately. Master refuses. Let them grow together until the harvest. This teaching can be unsettling. We want clarity. We want quick resolutions. We want God to remove everything evil from the world. Everything sinful from our hearts, all at once. Yet Jesus reveals a divine patience that is difficult for us to understand. It's like an elderly monk who lived for many years in a monastery garden. Visitors often admired the beauty of his flowers and vegetables. One spring, a young novice noticed a patch filled with weeds. Father, he said, why don't you pull out those weeds? They are ruining the garden. The old monk smiled. I've been watching them. The novice was confused. Watching them? Yes, the monk replied. Some are weeds, some are flowers that have not yet bloomed. If I pull too quickly, I may destroy what God is growing. Weeks later, colorful blossoms appeared throughout the patch. The novice realized he had mistaken many young plants for weeds. Monk gently said, That is why God is patient with us. When Jesus explains the parable, he is not speaking about the world. He is also speaking about the human heart. Within each of us, there is wheat and there are weeds. There is generosity, but also selfishness. There is faith, but also doubt. There is courage, but also fear. There is love for God, yet lingering attachments that resist His grace. Most of us become discouraged because we notice the weeds. We become frustrated by our recurring weaknesses, our old wounds, our failures, and our sins. We wonder why God does not instantly make us holy. But God is a patient gardener. He works slowly because he sees the whole field. He knows what must be pruned and what must be healed, and what needs time to mature. His grace often grows quietly beneath the surface, long before we notice any visible change. The contemplative tradition teaches us to sit peacefully before God and allow his light to reveal what is true. In prayer, we discover that God is not shocked by our imperfections. He already knows them. What he desires is not self-condemnation, but surrender. Many people spend their spiritual lives trying to uproot every weakness through sheer effort. Yet the saints teach something different. They teach us to remain close to Christ and allow his love to transform us gradually. The wheat grows not because it fights the weeds, but because it remains rooted in fertile soil. Likewise, holiness is less about obsessing over our faults and more about remaining rooted in God's presence. As we abide in him, the wheat grows stronger. Notice again how today's gospel begins. The disciples approach Jesus privately and ask for an explanation. This is the path of every disciple. We bring our confusion to Christ. We sit with him in prayer. We ask him to explain the mysteries of our lives. Why is this happening? Why am I struggling? Why does evil seem to flourish? Why is growth so slow? The answers do not always come immediately, but the relationship we have with Christ deepens. The relationship did not understand everything at first. Because they stayed close to Jesus, understanding gradually unfolded. Same is true for us. The house into which Jesus entered is a symbol of the inner chamber of prayer. There, away from the noise of the crowd, Christ speaks heart to heart. There he reveals his wisdom. There he teaches us patience with ourselves, patience with others, and trust in his providence. Today, let us enter the house with him. Let us bring our questions. Let us bring our weeds. Let us trust the patient gardener who never abandons his field. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know every corner of my heart. You see the wheat that is growing and the weeds that still remain. Teach me not to become discouraged by my weaknesses. Give me the patience to trust your work within me. Lead me into the quiet house of prayer, where I may listen to your voice and learn your wisdom. Help me surrender to your grace day by day, allowing you to cultivate in me a harvest of faith, hope, and love. May I trust your timing, rest in your mercy, and remain always rooted in your presence. If you found a moment of inspiration in the midst of this reflection today, I invite you to apply the deeper meaning of the preaching to your spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.